If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
And we are back. Let's go through some of the players that have been signed in this early signing period by Boise State. A lot of interest in that this morning.
This is an unusual thing because we haven't had the early signing day before. Normally, the signing day is in the spring, and we all get together and go someplace where they have a big screen TV, and we watch and, you know, have a good time, which we probably still will do on actual signing day. But this is a new thing, the early signing.
Right. Andrew Van Buren, a running back out of Chaminade Prep in California, has signed. These are in no particular order.
Okay.
From El Cajon, California, offensive lineman Garrett Curran, a big guy, is a signee. From Solana Beach, California, stud linebacker Dimitri Washington has been signed.
And that, for some of you, that is a position, not just a description.
Right.
Yeah.
And running back Danny Smith, everybody kind of knew about this guy. This is the kid from Oxnard, California.
Mm-hmm.
He's a running back. He is in the fold. Another linebacker from Fresno, linebacker DJ Schramm. He also was kind of a known. Let's see. That's Andrew Van Buren again. Wide receiver Billy Bowens also has signed with Boise State. Bowens from Redland East Valley High School.
Nice.
Another big man has checked in, offensive lineman Kikani Gonzalez, and he is from Mater Dei High School. Duh. Pretty good high school right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's DJ Schramm.
Believe me, if I've heard of it, it's a good high school.
Yeah, yeah. Linebacker Philip Mills has joined the Bronco family. Another kid from California. Offensive lineman Kikani Gonzalez, as we mentioned, has signed with Boise State. And let's see if that brings us up. No, I think we got a couple more here. Lee Bowens, we already had him. Khalil Shakir, a wide receiver, has signed with Boise State. Yes.
I've just been keeping an eye on the same guys you are trying to put together the list.
Yeah.
Boise State put a page out through the football site, so I know that you're kind of scrolling through Twitter here right now. I think of all the signees so far, almost all of them are three-star recruits. There's a couple of two-star guys in there. But right now, this looks like a really solid class for Boise State. The latest, I believe, is Dimitri Washington. He's the 6'5", 245 coming in from Salina Beach, California. Really good football player, really, really fast. The kid that you were just mentioning, a play center from California, Mater Dei High School, he can play. He's only listed as a two-star offensive lineman, but having watched Mater Dei on ESPN this year, that dude can play. So, again, a really solid class here for Boise State.
Yeah, there'll be a press conference this afternoon. Everything will be shaken out. Of course, we'll be there and have all the results. It'll be awesome. And as you said, looks good. Do you think the bowl win helped, or do you think we were already had the hay in the barn?
I think it helped Boise State.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll help everybody. I'll give you an example. Wyoming's head coach right now is trying to get his quarterback on the field, trying to get his team ready to play in a bowl game on Friday.
Right.
Well, the early signing period ends on Friday, and he's in Boise, and he's got to be here for media event after media event and getting his team ready to play.
Correct.
This doesn't help him.
No.
Not at all. So while Boise State's already played in their bowl game and already won a nice game, Coach Harsin all week has been able to go and talk to recruits about their big win against the Pac-12 and is out signing kids.
Yeah, and everybody was saying how badly the timing was for that game. I think it ended up being a plus.
I think it did in the sense that how the game went, how they looked, it could have been a hindrance. It wasn't in this case.
Well, and
Boise State's doing well.
Nick Saban from Alabama. Of course, they don't get to play until New Year's. And so he is just he's angry about this whole thing.
And he's out signing guys today. He's been all over Twitter as well, Alabama. My feed on Twitter is full of Notre Dame kids because I follow them.
Yeah, I see Washington just signed a 360-pound offensive lineman.
Good Lord, 360 pounds?
Yeah. Supposed to be a player, too.
Wow. He isn't in his early 50s, is he?
I don't know, man.
I was going to say, because, you know, that
sumo wrestler
leaves the door open for, like, me. But anyway.
Man.
We got to check traffic. So let's do that. I'll come back. And I have an early leader for signing day's best name.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Seems to me the great Joe Walsh.
Every year when players are being signed, there are some names that kind of stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who believe that they shouldn't name their kid Bob or Jim or something, you know, Tom or whatever, because they think, well, he'll be like every other, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. So to speak. And so they give their kids like fairly unique names. And I remember the Cleveland Browns had, you know, drafted a wide receiver years ago named Fair Hooker, and that was his real name. And there was a basketball player named God Sham God. I can remember when he got drafted. It's like, well, they just drafted God, and at the time Priest Holmes played for them as well. And I thought, okay, Priest and God, mm-hmm. they'll get along well. And let's see, Florida Atlantic has a football player named Your Highness Morgan. Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. I have, I think, come up with the best name for early signing day so far.
So far.
In my opinion, anyway. From Lucas High School in Lucas, Texas, the Arkansas Razorbacks have signed a 6'2", 213-pound linebacker, Bumper Poole.
Bumper pool.
Yeah, I had a bumper pool table when I was a kid.
Huh?
It was fun.
Yeah,
and the bumpers would even light up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like living in a casino.
I mean, this isn't quite the laughter I had anticipated, but still, it's a funny name.
It is bumper pool.
But I like it, bumper pool.
So if he has a kid,
you'd name him Swimming.
Yeah, I mean, what would you?
Office.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I... Office pool. Yeah. You remember God's Gift, Achua?
Achua.
He was a basketball player.
There's a lot of kings and you know, guys with names like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha ha, Clinton Dix plays for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, ha ha, Clinton Dix. That's right. Well, and some of the guys.
He can play, too.
And there are some who just, like for instance, Ron Artest changed his name to Meta World Peace.
Yeah, no fair if you change it.
Yeah, Lloyd Free changed his name to World Be Free. Stuff like that. It's kind of interesting. And, you know.
Yeah, but you can't change your name. I mean, that's cheating.
Well, okay, then there's Lon Dunn.
Yeah.
Changed his name to Will Be Done.
He did.
Which I think was funny. He did that for his career, which was, in entertainment in Arizona.
Yeah. And a lot of people know him as Will Be Done.
Yeah.
He's on the internet as Will Be Done.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook as Will Be Done.
Yeah. But he's old Lon to me, baby.
I know. He'll always be Lon Dunn to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Lon Dunn gets his Lon Dunn. Greatest.
Emerald Lons.
Yeah, greatest Emerald Lons commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean. Yours are good, too.
Yep. But I can't say that.
That's true. This is where Paul J. Schneider gets his lawn done. Actually, that's kind of funny. You've lived here long enough.
Well, that is kind of funny, actually. Oh, man.
Let me write that down so we can
try. How's your Christmas shopping coming? I keep going.
Slowly. And I'm actually going to stores this year.
I'm in one of those deals.
We've talked about that. You like to go downtown and shop and be part of the whole Christmas spirit and everything. And for several years, I've been, you know, just getting on Amazon and other things on the computer. Last Saturday, we went to the mall, and we had a wonderful time. Now we have we have a new little baby granddaughter. Okay.
Did you take her?
Well, her parents took her, and we just tagged along, and we went shopping. Her name is Nia, and she's like close to 4 weeks old now. But she wasn't really like excited to see Santa. She had no idea what was going on, but her parents dressed her up in a little red Santa suit and took pictures of her on Santa's lap. And apparently there are at least 700 of them so far on Facebook.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick.
Recruiting update for Boise State. A four-star athlete now in the house signing. 6 foot, 180-pound wide receiver, Kali Shakur of Murrieta, California. This is Vista Murrieta High School is where he comes from. He is ranked by 24/7 Sports as a four-star recruit.
Nice.
Three-star by Rivals, but at any rate, he is dang good. Wide receiver, four-star. That's usually the as high as Boise State has gone in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Four-star recruit, that's as good as it gets.
And they have finally signed a defensive back.
Yeah, there is another defensive back that was just signed. Let me see if I can find his name. Chris Mitchell. This is from Mission Viejo, California. Mm-hmm. Mission Viejo High School there. 6'1", 190-pound corner. Three-star recruit by Rivals and 24/7 Sports. 75th best safety in the nation, according to them. 93rd best recruit in the state of California as well.
Nice. Going well. We'll keep our eye on it.
15 kids so far have signed. It's going to make National Signing Day in February signing day light.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
There's not going to be anybody left.
Signing day, signing day anti-climax.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Thanks, Rick. So we'll keep our eye on that as the day goes on.
Now, right after the top of the hour, we're going to have some news, and then you can ask me again how my shopping is going so we can get back to what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Okay.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
That's funny. Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider, by the way.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I just got an email, and it said, happy anniversary. We're celebrating your anniversary, and it is my anniversary today. It's my wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Happy anniversary. Oh, thank you very much. And, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse tonight.
I like it.
More happy anniversary coming up. And so I thought, I'll open this and see what it is. It was Sears MasterCard. Because apparently I've had a Sears MasterCard for 18 years today. So
really?
I've had the MasterCard longer than I've been married. So this is...
Wow.
It happened to come today. And I've already erased it. But still, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were making me an offer for something.
They're fairly aggressive, Sears.
Yeah.
You have earned 8 million points.
Well, yeah.
I haven't done anything. How'd I earn them?
God, I don't remember which card it was, but I had a card where I had accrued this massive amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just massive amount of points. And then I checked, and you could trade in your points and buy things. And so I think I had something like 375,000 points. And I checked, and like you could buy an alarm clock for 300,000 points. I thought, okay, that's not really that's not what I had anticipated.
All right, let's talk about shopping.
Okay, let's do that.
I keep going, I've forgotten somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it would be. And I want to buy my wife something.
Well, I'm glad. I hope it doesn't
matter. No, she knows what it is. And we've been married. We've been together 30-plus years.
Right.
And so we get each other what we know each other wants. And it's okay to go ahead and look at it ahead of time.
And also, you're both good at managing money.
Yeah.
So you're not insane.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But I can't get her to...
Oh, to commit to what she wants?
Yeah, well, I know what she wants.
Okay.
And I can't get her to find one, and it's something that's important.
Okay.
So it's an...
You have to have the right kind and the right...
Exactly. Yeah, and it has to look just right. And it has to not have this and have this.
Gotcha.
And have that. Mm-hmm. And it's driving me insane. Because I mean, all I do is go to stores and take pictures. Swear to God. That's why women take so long to shop. Men, see, if I was buying this for myself, I'd have had it 100 years ago. And it's unreal, mm-hmm. though. But it's fun. Yeah. I like it.
Well, and there are people. I was talking to somebody here a couple of weeks ago who is one of those people that will go into a store, like, for instance, you know, a big store like a Walmart or Kmart or Target or something, and will, during the time he or she mm-hmm. is in the store, will look at every item they sell. Now, I'm not.
Do you get mall legs? I get mall legs.
I guess I'm less of a gatherer than I am a hunter, because you know, I'm one of those. And I think men, it's kind of a stereotype, because some men are different and women are different when it comes to this sort of thing. But generally, like, if I go into a store, they put the men's stuff, or the stuff that is typically men's stuff that they like like the guns and the cars and, you know, all that sort of thing. They put all that at the back of the store, so the men have to pass through other merchandise to get to what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They put the women's stuff right up front because they're apparently more visual when it comes to things, and they go right to the – like, if you ever walked into – a big discount store or big department store or whatever they call them, with a female, and she immediately goes and looks at the women's clothes, even though that's not what you're there to look at.
Right.
And you're thinking, okay, well, we're actually here to go look at something in the back, so come on, let's go. And it'll be another 10 to 15 or 20, possibly 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, before you do that.
Yep.
And by that, I mean 40. So it's just a different way of doing things. And it doesn't have to be, you know, according to the sexes. It can be just... anybody, but I tend to go in and have tunnel vision when it comes to what I'm looking for. Like, even if I go to a grocery store, if I'm there to get like a brick of cheese, I can come out of there with a brick of cheese
mm-hmm.
and a receipt.
Yeah,
and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I forget the sack sometimes because I, you know, like, go to like Winco.
Somebody asked me yesterday. I was at the grocery store.
Yeah,
and I got a 6-pack of soda. A gallon of milk, a smaller thing of milk,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of other items.
Yeah.
And the woman asked me, she goes, would you like a sack for your soda? And I said, no, thanks. So she just threw everything in the cart. No sack for anything. And so I had like 85 things to put in my car.
So from now on, your answer is yes.
Yeah.
Like at Costco when they say...
Give me a sack for everything.
At Costco, where they always ask you, would you like a box?
If you don't have a sack, give me a bag.
Sure. Mm. I mean, the box will be too heavy to lift eventually.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you can, you know, sort things yourself. But otherwise, you pretty much just go out with the same way you put things in your cart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was oddly worded, but that's what I meant. So. Okay.
But anyway, Christmas in what, five days?
Yeah.
5 days.
Yeah. That's,
and my daughter gets home on the 22nd, her birthday.
Which is her birthday, exactly.
Yeah, and...
She is Natalie, and of course, Natalie means?
Christmas
time, or baby, yeah.
Christmas
or
baby.
Birth, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's perfect. And it's the second day of winter.
Yep.
I think it's the first day of Capricorn or something of that nature. Anyway.
I think it's first day of winter? Second.
Well, it's the first full day of winter.
Yeah, full day.
Because it turns like, you know, it's one of those deals where like it's 6:18 or something, it turns winter.
So, anyway. And she, of course, will come home and go, I haven't done any Christmas shopping. And I go, Natalie, it's Friday night.
Well, do you know what the biggest Christmas shopping day of the entire year is? Some people will say, okay, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
No,
because there are a lot of people, you and I, for instance, who don't go shopping on Black Friday because, well, there's football on TV and other things to do. And
bingo.
Also, you know, there's like more food to eat, et cetera, et cetera.
Double bingo.
Right on. And the biggest shopping day of the entire year, the biggest retail day is the Saturday before Christmas unless it's the 24th. And this year it's the 23rd, so it is. The 23rd, stores, the ones that make money, will make more money than they will any other day of the year. The second biggest is last Saturday, the 16th, and that's what I was talking about. I actually went to the mall, which is unusual for me, but we had a wonderful time. Now, I can't see very well anymore. So I may have, let's put it this way, I may have run into people I know and snubbed them. I didn't mean to. I can't recognize you that well
can't
anymore. I have kind of blurry vision now. So I didn't always know where I was, but I was always able to find a bench, which is great. However, mm-hmm. you know, we were there because the little granddaughter was getting her picture taken.
Did you get her anything?
Not yet.
That's so...
And
four-week-old kid?
Well, you buy something that you buy something her parents will appreciate, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's
the deal. Do you buy something like really cute, or do you buy something that's really necessary?
Well, all I remember is how expensive diapers were when Natalie was a kid 25 years ago. I can't even imagine how much diapers are now.
Yeah, I'm going to say a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they go through a lot.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and that mm-hmm. that tends to happen. But, you know, I don't know, if you get, like, supplies or something like that, it's not as maybe as fun of a present.
No.
But, you know, it could be the best thing that, you know, they
might
ever
be
got.
More appreciated.
Yeah, here, I got you 700 square feet of, or cubic feet of diapers. but, yeah, I mean, and so, you know, a week's worth, in other words.
Yeah.
But the point is, I actually got out and had the Christmas spirit and got out there and got amongst the populace and really had a very good time. And we met some people. We talked to some people that were from Ontario because they were also sitting on the bench,
mm-hmm.
you know, which, like I said, I was doing mostly that. Because you know, it's like I said, I mean, I don't mean to like be having a pity party here, but I go into places now and I can't even see the prices. So mm-hmm. I just go, you know, who cares? Let's buy me something blue or red. You know, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but I was talking to these people, and they were asking, you know, where are you from? And we talked, and they said they, you know, weren't crazy about the Boise traffic, and that's why they liked Ontario, even though they were talking about how the Ontario traffic is, you know, getting worse. And,
yeah.
Well, everybody's traffic is getting worse. You know, Twin yeah. Falls was just declared a metro area for the first time ever.
Yeah, yesterday.
Because the Magic Valley now has more than 50,000 people.
That blows me away.
Yeah.
What happened to sleepy little Twin Falls?
But
one nice thing, though, about your condition is,
right.
is I could take you shopping and buy you stuff.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't know.
This is true. I would not know that you had something for me.
Yeah, 916.
It's not hard to keep secrets from me.
No.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Paul Jane, Chris, KBOI News Time 921, KBOI Rewards Code Shopping, SHOPPING, Shopping. Mm-hmm. Go to 670KBOI.com, enter Shopping, and earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, enter laughing. Enter Shopping. That's what you do to a store, right?
Yeah, there are a bunch of stores on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
Of closing in this holiday season.
And a lot of them are going to, even if they have a good Saturday.
Yeah, and this holiday season is their last hurrah.
Yeah.
Basically, Sears. Number of U.S. retail and apparel companies at potential risk of defaulting on their debts or seeking bankruptcy continues to grow,
mm-hmm.
facing competition from online retail giants, et cetera. Companies such as Sears and Kmart owner Sears Holdings, preppy apparel retailer J. Crew, teen accessory seller Claire's Stores,
mm-hmm.
and nearly two dozen others had some of the lowest credit ratings issued by Moody's yeah. as of mid-December.
And that, yeah, that makes a heck of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Five U.S. firms named on Moody's distressed retailer list. Gymboree. Man, I love Gymboree.
Yeah, well, Debbie mentioned to me that when we were at the at the mall, she went past the Gymboree store, she said, and she mentioned that she thought they might be closing.
Mm-hmm. Rue 21, True Religion Apparel, Charming Charlie and Payless Shoe Source.
Charming Charlie, my wife likes.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Village, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Gymboree, though, my daughter really has a great sense of style.
Mm-hmm.
I swear she got it from Gymboree.
Really? That's cool.
Because they sell matching stuff. And
yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff. So those guys are all in trouble.
Well, I mean, in a way, that's too bad. But you know,
that's really too
bad. It is what it is. Stores do come and go.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like everybody's been kind of hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
miss when there were like 12 different bookstores to go to.
Yeah, Toys R Us.
Yeah,
they're in trouble.
Well, yeah, KB's left a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Bankruptcy court for Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. Just when I'm getting back into going to stores.
Yeah. Great timing on your part.
Yeah. And the Sears and Kmart thing is still just odd to me, just simply because Sears was...
My mother worked at Sears when I was a little kid.
I mean, I've known lots of people who worked at Sears over the years. That wasn't even supposed to rhyme. But the Sears was one of the first ones to get into the whole catalog thing.
Yep.
And so the catalog thing just seems like a natural transition into the internet, because the internet is like one big catalog.
True.
But apparently it hasn't gone that well for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they purchased Kmart. Now, you don't remember a time without a Sears.
Nope.
And I don't remember a time without Kmart.
Sears.
Or Sears.
And Monkey Wards.
Well, yeah.
Montgomery
Ward, right.
Those were the...
Then later on, JCPenney got into that deal, and everybody used to have tons of catalogs.
And then department stores were everywhere.
Right.
And they had
escalators, and those were fun.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
More reminiscing to come here on the...
But there's, say, a Guitar Center.
Oh, wow.
Neiman Marcus.
Nutrition
centers.
Yeah. Neiman Marcus was always fun, because every year at Christmas,
they would send out a catalog,
and they had that one gift that only, really, really rich people could afford. But it's like,
a Rolls Royce full of chiclets.
Well, yeah, something of that nature. Something weird. Like, here's your own, solid gold helicopter.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
I'm all tangled up in Chris's earphone cord.
Yeah, I'm using a different pair of headphones, and they have a much longer cord. And
yes,
they were
over on my side.
Yeah, it got wrapped around your leg. I'm not really sure how that happened, but... It's probably something I did.
KBOI News Time, 9:37. Glad to have you along. Hope things are going well for everybody out there as we plunge headlong into the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. Enough depressing news, huh? About
stores closing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, I feel badly about that, but there are industries that simply change. I mean, radio has changed.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of stuff on the internet as well as on the radio, things like that. So,
sure.
TV has changed big time.
Newspapers, magazines.
There's no such thing as, there is still. I mean, it still exists.
Remember,
but destination television, or when like everybody, like, okay, let's say that there are a bunch of kids out on the playground. And all of a sudden, the playground was deserted at 5 minutes to 6.
Mm-hmm.
It was either because everybody had to go home to dinner, or there was something on TV that everyone was going home to watch.
Now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Who do we have? Gary in Emmett on the telephone this morning. Gary, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My wife likes you, by the way, Gary.
Well, I think she's got the most fabulous voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I had nothing to do with it.
I know that, but you were just very complimentary to her on Monday, and she appreciated it. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Tell her she deserves every bit of it. I have a question for you guys, and this is, you talked about Sears, Montgomery Ward, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think about the real commercial real estate market and what happens to buildings, but what happens to all the jobs of the people that worked in those stores? Where do you think they're going to be relocating as far as other work available to them?
Well, my guess is, for the most part, I mean, if they can't find another job in retail, they have to be able to do something else.
Yeah, and retraining retail people, the one thing they have learned, the skill set they have, which is a very difficult one to get, mm-hmm. is dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
I mean, that is just, you either have it or you don't. And a skillful retail clerk can take a person and de-escalate problems and de-stress situations, you know, but I don't think very many of them would be suitable to get a degree in counseling or psychology. Yet they're just able to do that.
Yeah, they you're absolutely right. I mean, they do counsel, they do use psychology all the time. It's interesting. And obviously a catalog or online, it doesn't do something like that.
And I wonder what's going to happen to us as a society as we have less and less interpersonal actions with strangers and other people, and we become more cocooned in a smaller and smaller group of people that we interact with.
Did you see that movie WALL-E?
Yep.
You remember all the people, basically all the people just sat in chairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that part. You know, they look like comfortable recliners.
Yeah, I had a few moments there where I was thinking, okay.
Yeah, but
well,
they
didn't
have any legs, man. Come on.
I can deal with that future.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, at this time of year, I hope that everybody treats their retail person that they're dealing with in the stores and shops very nicely and mostly importantly, treats them the way they would want to be treated in those situations.
Yeah, no question. And it's funny how employment evolves at the beginning of the 20th century, you know, in 1899, 1900. They lost, 200,000 or 2 million jobs in agriculture due to the mechanization of the farms. And they said, what will we do with all of these unemployed farmers? What in the world are we going to do? And oddly enough, within 10 years, they'd been assimilated into other jobs and other places in society. And, life went on without a hitch. And maybe that'll happen again. I don't know.
Well, I presume it will. It's just going to be interesting time as the earth moves and things change so radically.
Yeah.
By the way, it was a pleasure meeting you at the Air Force game, Paul.
Yeah, good. Yeah, likewise.
I will see you guys, and again, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Gary. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that, though. I mean, industries change.
Yeah, they do. And
there's a big thing going on.
People learn how to survive.
There's a big thing going on. And of course, it's all part of the, either pro-Trump or anti-Trump stuff that's going on right now with the coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, you know, there are large groups of people, large, you know, industries that want to move into clean energy and things like that. And then other people say, well, that just completely gets rid of the coal industry.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, well, train to do something else. And then Trump came along and he said, we're going to save the coal industry. I'm not going to tell you exactly, you know, who's right and who's wrong about this whole thing. It's probably,
but you can make coal.
It's probably not 100% on either side.
You can make coal fairly clean though, right?
I don't know.
I think you can.
I've heard of clean coal. On the other hand, I've also heard somebody say there's no such thing as clean coal. It's just two words that they've stuck together.
Anytime you burn fossil fuel, there's got to be residue.
But anyway, when something is invented, when something is no longer widely used, an industry changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what happens.
Yeah, and if it doesn't change, then you're unemployed and you're standing there looking
around.
And
there was a time when there were people who were saying, well, you know, if I were you, I would go into computer repair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still not a bad idea.
Yeah. Healthcare, baby.
Well, healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
There always seems to be a need for that.
Well, yeah. Everybody's always going to the doctor these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way it is. KBOI News Time, 9:45.
Will you be seeing e-bikes riding up the green belt soon? Details straight ahead on 670 KBOI.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
We had mentioned Kmart a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy of Nampa wrote in to say, you were talking about Kmart. I'd like to share a memory I have of my mom and me. We shopped at, you remember Blue Light Specials?
Yes.
Yeah, when Kmart first would come to town, I mean, they'd have tons and tons of these Blue Light Specials where all of a sudden something was on sale and the only people that would know about it were the ones in the store right now.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we shopped at the Kmart on Americana Boulevard in Boise.
Yep.
My mom and I were in the store one day when a Blue Light Special came on. My mom was a very good shopper and always looking for ways to make a dollar go farther. Anyway, here the special came on, and we could see the blue light flashing. As I remember, it was socks on sale. Mm-hmm. So we walked over there and saw a huge box with tons of socks, and there wasn't a fox, and mm-hmm. many women around it grabbing socks. Well, there was no way my mom could have gotten in there. There were that many women. So to my embarrassment, especially since I was a teenager at the time, she crawled on her hands and knees and while down on the floor, reached her hand up into the box and grabbed socks. All I remember was seeing a ton of women's rear ends with my mom in the middle of the ground, and I was so embarrassed. I will always cherish that memory with my mom. That's a good story, Nampa.
That is
Nancy.
Good. That's funny.
I almost called her Nampa of Nancy. Nancy of Nampa. Thank you very much.
That is funny. And when my mom worked at Sears,
yeah.
She always had stories about crazy shoppers and
mm-hmm.
things that people would do when they'd have specials like that with only four or five of
yeah.
an item.
You and I have been places like where we were doing a live broadcast out
yeah.
on location
yeah.
someplace, and we've had something to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny thing is people who are otherwise normal all of a sudden find out that you have something free and you mm-hmm. maybe only have 10 or 12 of them,
mm-hmm.
and they can get pretty, what would be the phrase? It's not greedy or grabby or
aggressive.
Aggressive. Okay, aggressive is good. Aggressive. They can get very aggressive in a way that probably even surprises them.
Well, and the thing is, they hang around, you know, they like orbit you.
Yeah.
When they know you have something and they're going, no, we're not doing that. We got to play the siren before, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah, yeah.
they'll just kind of orbit and they'll be looking at you and
we
watching.
Have rules, you know, and
yeah.
stuff like that. Well, and I understand that.
And the siren will go off and wham.
And I think that there are people who do stuff like that where they mm-hmm. go out of their way to get something free and then realize, you know, later that, why did I want this? I don't think I wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that thing about, you know, something being free or discounted
free.
Or you know, I got a great bargain on these, which I'll never use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've known people who did
you
that.
You end up giving them to somebody for their birthday.
Look what I bought at next to nothing. Yeah. Why did you buy that? I don't know.
Because it was next to nothing.
Yeah. Look at the savings.
You should have bought the nothing.
You mean compared to the savings if you hadn't purchased it at all?
Yeah. Yeah. That used to always get me about people who go, I saved $300 today.
Right.
Bought all this stuff. You saved, no. No.
Looks like there was a guy who bought.
You spent $280.
I can't remember what movie it was, but he bought three copies of it because you could get a discount for buying three. But he bought the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that occurred to him that he was doing that at the time.
Yeah. The thing that gets me is when you go to a store
yeah.
and you want to buy like a six-pack of Sprite, and the six-pack of Sprite is $7. It's ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy three for $10. So it's like half price if you buy three.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you don't want three?
Mm-hmm.
What if you'll never drink 18 bottles of Sprite.
18 Sprites. Wow.
Yeah.
Good point.
And so I run into that all the time. And then they say, you can mix and match here. Well, you can only mix and match Coca-Cola products.
Well, true.
You can't mix, say, two Coca-Cola products and a Pepsi product.
Yeah, that's
because you end up paying full price
right.
for all three. And
right.
you're going, wait a minute.
Yeah, and there's...
this should be $10. You're charging
me
$20.
The store is not able to take advantage of its promotion funds and whatnot if you do it that way.
I know it.
Which
know
is
it.
Why they don't.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's retail.
Well, yeah.
And we've only got 5 days till Christmas, actually 4 shopping days, huh?
Well, see, there's the rest of today.
You're done, Todd? You're done?
21st, 22nd, 23rd, and just barely on the 24th, a lot of stores close early.
I just ordered something on Amazon for my mom. It will be here after Christmas. It is what it is.
After Christmas?
Yeah. But she understands.
You're a bad son.
Yeah. Well, I already got her. I'll get her a few things to open for Christmas.
Sure.
And then I just texted asking her what I should get my dad for Christmas. She said he needs some T-shirts and boxers, so I can definitely take care of that.
Like Mike Tyson or?
Yeah.
See, or Paul J's dogs or?
My daughter in the deal, and just when we were talking earlier today, well, I'm done. I've got all of her Christmas presents, et cetera.
I like it.
But her birthday's the 12th. I don't have anything for her birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to finish on Saturday. Me and my buddy are going to go out. He needs to get something for his girlfriend, so.
Yeah.
We can.
I'll be out there.
Finish your shopping Saturday.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, and I tell you, and you know how I set up my life. My wife's birthday is the December 18th. Our anniversary is the 20th, and then Christmas is the 25th. So, if I could borrow a sandwich, that would be a big benefit to me.
Right, yeah, because you can't really ask her to make you one.
Well, probably not.
What?
No.
You want me to work and slave for you on my birthday?
No. Just show me where the bread is.
Yeah.
Do we have any bread?
You don't know where the bread is?
Because, you know, as they would have said in England in the 60s, I'm out of bread.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep your heads up.
That's what, you know, the hipsters called money.
Got to keep your attitude.
Yeah.
Keep your attitude this time of year. House votes on the tax bill today. Talk a little bit about that tomorrow. Nobody knows what effect it's going to have on you. They don't. I have no idea.
Yeah, a lot of people think they do.
Mm-hmm. And then talk to the next guy. It's 9:50.